So you wanna know? Welcome to the Swana Know Podcast. I'm your host, Annelisa Swana, but I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie.
Join us every week as we explore extraordinary stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you want to know. Our bodies change with time, and many of us find it harder to achieve the youthful shape we once had. What a pity. Today, we chat about the intersection of beauty, wellness, and the realities of aging.
Whether it's the demands of a busy life, hormonal changes, or simply just the passage of time, having your dream body can feel like an uphill battle.
It can.
It really can. And especially after having a baby too, right?
Yeah.
Having to lose that baby weight can really affect moms in a really bad way.
It really does. And what, like, you'd go... When you were younger, you'd go to the gym, like,
yeah.
You do a 2 weeks challenge, and no, go, I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm back. My summer body is back. But as you get older, it's not as easy.
It's not.
I was having a conversation with a friend, so I just had a root canal, and she was like, "Oh, why don't you take it out?" I'm like, "No."
What do you mean to take it out?
I can't anymore. I can't just take out my teeth like that. When it pains, I have to look at my options. I can't just say, dentist, please take it out. It is painful. I have to see. Because I'm old. My teeth won't grow back.
Yeah.
And I'm too young to have dentures. So we find solutions. So, and we started conversing about how it's tough. When you get older, when you're younger, you know, I can take out my teeth. There are guarantees that, okay, it will grow back. But now...
Okay, but like at what point though? Because when your adult teeth come in, they won't grow back even if you're young. The only time you can take
when
out your teeth
you
is
are
your
18.
Milk teeth.
When you are 18, stop it. Stop taking things out.
Okay, but...
Stop.
You know you only have two sets of teeth, right? That you have your milk teeth, and once all of those fall out, when your new teeth come in, there's no replacement.
But your wisdom teeth, they grow back.
But like if I take a tooth out in the front here, there's no getting it back.
No, it won't. It won't grow back.
So it's not just when you're 18. Those teeth come in when you're quite young, and then your wisdoms come in when you are maybe a little bit older. But your wisdoms are like right in the back. People don't even see those teeth.
But, Kaylee... My mouth, so if I was going to take this tooth out, it was going to affect my smile.
Okay.
I have four missing teeth in my mouth.
Me too.
I have four. But this one was going to affect
your smile.
Rest of my life. Mm. Now, I was looking, I would be like, no way. You're not. But the way my friend was so surprised, she was like, no. You're onto something. Our bodies, we're not the same.
Regenerating anymore.
We're not the same. It's downhill from here. And we started talking about lipos, BBL.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because now, like you go to the gym, you squat.
Yeah.
And you don't get...
You don't get that booty.
You don't get that booty. It's like, okay, when I was... 18, I would do this and things started happening. But no, now you have to look at options.
Yeah. I relate to this so much because I recently actually started a fitness journey.
Okay.
So I've been going to the gym and I've never been that girl that goes to the gym, hey? Because I was always that girl that I went to ballet and I was in the cheerleading team when I was at university and whatever. And that always kept me fit enough to keep going. And I always had a fast metabolism. I lost weight easily and all of that. I could eat whatever I wanted and still look the same. And now... It's
welcome.
Like a completely different thing. Now I'm like,
welcome,
okay,
Kelly.
This is not the body that I know, you know. It's just, and it's so frustrating also because sometimes like now, for example, I've been at it now for like 2 months. And you know, if it was back in the day, by 2 months, I would
you have your
like,
summer body. You know?
But now I'm like, yo, I still look like this 2 months later.
But
and I'm like, I'm working hard in the gym.
The progress is like...
It's so much slower than before.
Yeah. Because I remember I was very active in my high school and varsity days. And I remember I was underweight to donate blood.
Yes.
And I just wanted to gain a bit. Went to the gym and they gave me this...
Like a meal plan.
And I was up. And now I had... succeeded in that, had my reasons for it. I was like, no, I don't like how it sits on my tummy. Went back, I'm like, no, it's not working out. Choop, I was back at it.
Quick. Yeah.
Now, Kelly, after my firstborn, I went to the gym. I was like, no, this tummy is not it. Ooh, I remember I'd done like 3 months or something, but I'd lost 4 kgs, something like that. I was like, what am I doing?
That's a lot though. That's good though.
But no ways. No.
Nope. I mean, I know for ourselves, like we don't see it and we don't feel it.
And I'm like,
I feel like I'm in the same boat with you right now. And even for me, I'm like, I've actually lost the baby weight already, but my body doesn't look the same. Mm-hmm. I still have all these rolls in funny places. And I'm like, yeah, but... why am I the same weight that I was before I had a baby? But I still have all these lumps and bumps, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not the same.
So that's why when people go BBL or lipo, I'm like, girl.
Do you.
If you can buy it.
Money can buy you a lot of things.
If you can buy it.
Yeah.
Why not? Because I think my biggest struggle is tummy fat.
Mm.
And like I'd be like,
I think that's the hardest place to lose as well. And it's also like,
but it never used to be.
I know, and I feel you. That's why I'm like, why do I have to eat all these funny things now? It never used to be like this. I could just eat anything. I could eat chocolate cake for breakfast.
And nothing in your body could tell. But now...
now we are fighting.
You eat chocolate cake for breakfast. And you can feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel it. So, man, people who do surgeries, I'm like, you know what? It's fine. But I don't know how far can you take it?
I don't know, eh? But I think the only issue with it is people don't understand a lot of the cosmetic procedures that are out there.
Mm.
So a lot of people associate everything that's a cosmetic procedure as plastic surgery. Mm. And that's not actually the case. So sure. You know how many people have been getting Botox and fillers recently? And that I feel has become this like normalization.
Mm-hmm.
But people, especially like the older generation, still consider that plastic surgery.
Yes.
And it's not. Mm. Botox and fillers is not actually having surgery. So I read up somewhere that Botox is actually something that freezes the muscles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's what helps with like lines and wrinkles and things like that. And that's why a lot of people get it like in the top of their face. Then fillers has been quite popular with the girlies these days so that they can get a plumpier
lips.
You know, we want the Angelina Jolie lips. Yeah. So a lot of the girlies have been getting fillers, so that is obviously to make things plumpier. And the fillers, that people either do in their lips or in their cheeks. So the other thing is that a cosmetic procedure is permanent, whereas Botox and filler is something that dissolves. So with Botox, I think I read that it lasts like 3 to 4 months.
It does.
And then filler is something that lasts a little bit longer. I think 6 to 12 months or something, depending on where you get it or how many units or whatever you get.
Sure.
And then surgery is obviously this like permanent thing. So if you're going for a nose job, that's your new nose.
Mm. Mm. Did you see Kelly last week?
Kelly? Did I get surgery that I don't know about?
Kanye.
Yes.
Did you see Kanye?
I saw her. She's been doing a lot.
I was so shook because I saw it was on her Instagram.
Yeah,
I think it was on her Instagram, and she's like, "Now we bake." I bought a new face, and I'm like, "Yes, girl."
Okay, yes. But she's been doing a lot, and a lot of the things that she's saying, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, man. Whatever keeps you up, you know? I'm that girl. Like, whatever keeps you going, whatever keeps you believing in yourself.
Yeah. So I just want to read what the article said about this cosmetic procedure thing that she had. So it says, cosmetic surgery is an expression of freedom of self-expression. I am not of this body. It only houses my soul. It's my character that should define my values, not what I look like. Confidence is not being boxed by the norms.
Yes, when I get but I don't know how, like as I said, how far do you take it? Because with her, she's like, If I am in India and I love how their noses look, why can't I get a nose like that?
Yeah.
It's like buying an item. It's like, okay, I like that dress. I'm going to get it. I like that nose. Why can't I get it? I love those cheekbones. Mm. Why can't I get it permanently? Because she said in her caption that she grew tired of Botox and fillers. Because you have to go every now and again. But now she was looking for a permanent solution. That's how she put it. Permanent solution. I want to look like this permanently. And you're getting older.
Yeah. But it's also like, based on what she says, she says that she feels like she's a different person since she's matured and whatever. So, like, at what point, like you're saying, how much is too much?
Too much.
Because this is a permanent solution. But then what if next week she sees something and she's like, oh, actually, I don't like this. I want that. And then she has to go for another cosmetic procedure. Because then actually, is permanent?
Not really, but yeah, it's not really permanent, but I get that, like what she's saying, that now I've grown to be this person and my taste has changed. Now, yeah, this worked for me.
But now it's not working for me
anymore. It's permanent for now. I guess her permanency means
semi-permanent.
It's like seasonal. It's permanent for this season. But next season, I don't know what I'm going to feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I'm thinking of the TV show Botched.
Oh, yeah. I used to love that show.
But things.
Your things would go wrong.
So wrong. Things would go so wrong.
See, that's that permanence. You go for a procedure and then this is your new face, whether you like it or not. And then now you have to go for another procedure, to fix it or because you want something new. And it's like, these procedures are so, so expensive.
They're very expensive.
I mean, even the Botox and fillers are expensive.
And it's also a touch and go. It's like, but I think like, celebrities have made it.
Yeah.
They've normalized it. And it's like, no, Kim, all the K's today, Kelly, Kanye, Kim. So,
yeah,
she's done it and it hasn't gone wrong.
I mean, maybe it has gone wrong and we just haven't seen it because she's so good at telling a story that she wants people to believe.
But it's become so popular.
Popular. It's actually a little bit toxic, especially to the people that she's feeding it to, because often they sell the body that they have had procedures on as their natural body. And especially like for the youngsters, like Kylie, for example, she had a very big young following. And so she also sold this idea of this is my natural body. And there's another influencer or celebrity or whatever in South Africa as well, who also had cosmetic procedures and didn't disclose it, and also has a very young following, who also I don't know if she ever actually came out and spoke about it.
But maybe they don't disclose because they don't want people going for it.
I get that, but then it's like, your message is love yourself as you are and whatever. So the lines are a little bit blurred because it's like love yourself as you are, but then you're doing all of these cosmetic procedures, and then your message that you're giving to the young kids and what you're doing in your own life is not the same.
But as Kelly said,
you keep saying Kelly.
Why do I keep on saying Kelly?
What did I say? Tell me, what did I say?
Kanye Silembao. As Kanye Silembao said, beauty is within. It's this is just a vessel. My body is just a vessel that houses
my soul.
So my true beauty, my true me, is on the inside. So out here, I can
be whatever I want.
Chop and change it the way I want it to be. But I'm also like, if it works for you.
Yeah, like I'm not bad mouthing it. Well, I know there are a lot of people who go for cosmetic procedures because they are not happy with themselves. A lot of people also go for cosmetic procedures because of an accident or whatever that they had, and they feel like
we can't run away from those who go because of vibes.
We can't because it is what it is. There are people that are doing that. But yeah, it's just the lines can be blurred. Like Kanye, for example, she's very open about it. She's not saying, I'm doing this for whatever reason. She's saying this because I'm doing it for myself. And I admire her for that, because she's telling people, this is not about you, this is about me. I'm doing what I want. Yeah. It's my money, it's my body. You know?
I can be whatever.
Exactly.
I can be whatever.
I'm not a huge fan of when someone has cosmetic surgery or has all these fillers and Botox and whatever, and they don't disclose it because they want it to people to think, oh, I'm just naturally like this, and they sell that idea. So go have whatever you want. It's your life, it's your body, it's your money, girl. Do you, whatever is gonna make you feel more confident.
We want
but
to restore
just give us the truth.
Our youthfulness.
Yes,
we are old.
Are we
now?
Okay,
and now we still want our youthful bodies. So we are tucking those tummies.
Okay.
Doing those BBLs. But I'm scared. I don't know. I think I watched Botched too much.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I'd maybe consider the fillers and the Botox. Probably not even the fillers. I'd probably just do the Botox.
I think a lipo for me.
Okay.
So that I can wear a bikini at the beach.
Oh, Queen, you can already wear a bikini at the beach.
Can I? Yes. I'm tired of wearing the
summer body is anybody.
Okay. I love that. Summer body is anybody. Okay. Not doing anything, guys. See you at the beach.
I love it. See you at the beach. Moving on to your gig guide. Pop by the Spring Breed Weekend show and meet some of SA's most impressive dogs and their breeders. The show is from Friday to Sunday from 8 a.m. daily at Eddie Max at VP. The Craft Hobbies and Toy Fair will take place on the 28th of September from Hoppers 8 to 1 p.m. at the Warmer Town Hall. Enjoy loads of craft stalls, dolls, bears, paintings and collectible model car displays. Refreshments will be on sale and entrance is R5 with the proceeds going to Save a Pet. For more events happening in the Bay, check out yourweekender.co.za.
That's all we have for you today. So no more, tune in again next week. But until then, stay inspired
and stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Cals.
Goodbye, Annie.